Starting Saturday, seafood lovers with a mask, a snorkel, and a license will be able to catch a scallop dinner. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spokeswoman Amanda Nally says the early start will give Floridians an extra weekend of scalloping.
And the great part about this season opening early is that it will allow additional opportunities. Instead of opening on a Tuesday, which is kind of midweek, it'll now open on a weekend.
Nally says the commission pushed the date forward at Governor Rick Scott's request. The hope is that more Floridians will be able to participate on a weekend. For anyone not already familiar, Nally says bay scallops are a little bit different than what you'll probably see at a restaurant.
Bay scallops are a little smaller than what you sometimes see when you see sea scallops, which are the big kind of silver dollar size scallops. Bay scallops are going to be closer to about a dime size or a nickel size meat.
Scallop hunters still need a license, but Nally says these are available online or in most bait and tackle shops. Individuals are limited to 2 gallons of scallops in the shell or 1 pint shucked per day. And for groups on boats, there's an overall maximum of 10 gallons in the shell and 1/2 gallon shucked per day. The scalloping zone runs from the Pasco-Hernando County line all the way up to the west bank of the Mexico Beach Canal. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.